You have reached Road Talk, Navigating Your Journey, a ministry and podcast of the Discover Young Adults Ministry at the Preston Crest Church of Christ in Dallas, Texas. We meet at 9:45 on Sunday mornings, and we have small groups all throughout the week. We are located at Preston Road and Highway 635 in North Dallas. My name is Jacob Hawk. I'm the Young Adults Minister and the host of this podcast. It doesn't matter if you are single, dating, if you want to be dating, if you're married, if you want to be married, or if you're divorced, or if you're trying to figure out at what stage of life you are passing through. At the Discover Young Adults Ministry, we want to help you discover life, discover love, and discover the Lord. If I can help you or serve you in any way, or if I can pray for you, please email me at jacob@pressandcrest.org. Well, I want to welcome you back to Road Talk, Navigating Your Journey. By this point, I hope that your 2024 is off to a great start, that you are healthy, that you are achieving those goals you wanted to accomplish, or you're at least beginning the process of achieving those goals. And today we're going to continue this new series, Unsung Heroes, where we are taking a look at some of the people in the New Testament that we really don't know that much about, but people who play a very important role in our understanding of who we need to be as God's people. Some of the people in this series leave us a great example. Others, they don't leave us a very good example, but they do help us in showing us what we should not be. And today we're going to look at another one of those individuals that we really should not strive to emulate. We're going to be talking about the man named Demas. And we read about Demas in 2 Timothy chapter 4, as the Apostle Paul is coming toward the end of his earthly life, Paul makes this statement to the young preacher Timothy, who is back in Ephesus. Paul says, "Do your best to come to me quickly, for Demas, because he loved this world, has deserted me, and he has gone to Thessalonica." That's really all we know about Demas, is that he left Paul's side, and Paul was clearly very hurt by Demas's departure. Well, who was Demas? Unlike Gaius that we talked about in the last episode, Demas was mentioned three times in the New Testament, and we can almost be certain who he was, because unlike the name Gaius, Demas was not a very common name, whereas Gaius was a very common name for men in the first century. Demas is mentioned in Colossians chapter 4, verse 14, where Luke and Demas, along with Paul, send their greetings to the church at Colossae. He's mentioned in Philemon, verse 24, where Luke and Mark and Aristarchus, and once again Demas with Paul, send their greetings to Philemon, the slave owner. And then he's mentioned here in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 9 and 10, for the fact that he deserts Paul for love of this world. Another possibility is that the name Demas could be short for Demetrius. And there is a Demetrius who's mentioned in 3 John verse 12, who is well spoken of by everyone, even by the truth itself. Is that the same person? It could be. Maybe he was remembered fondly in the beginning, and toward the end of his life, he began to move away from the truth by the time we reach 2 Timothy chapter 4. The only negative mentioning of Demas or Demetrius is the passage that we're looking at today, 2 Timothy 4, verses 9 and 10. So it does beg the question, even if it's not the same man mentioned in 3 John, Demetrius, how does he move from being a disciple to a person who deserts the Apostle Paul for love of this world? We do know in Colossians and in the book of Philemon, he's with Paul, sending his greetings to other churches and to other Christians. So how does he move from disciple to deserter? There are several options which could come to mind. One would be the adversity that maybe he faced when he was with Paul on Paul's missionary journeys and in Paul's ministry. You know, Paul did not have it easy. If you remember in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, Paul talks about many of the hardships that he faced along with those who joined him on missionary journeys. Specifically in verses 24 through 27, Paul had these memories of his past. 5 times I received from the Jews the 40 lashes minus one. 3 times I was beaten with rods, once I was stoned, 3 times I was shipwrecked. I spent a night and a day in the open sea. I've constantly been on the move. I've been in danger from rivers, in danger from bandits, in danger from my own countrymen, in danger from Gentiles, in danger in the city, in danger in the country, in danger at sea, and in danger from false brothers. I've labored and toiled, and I've often gone without sleep. I've known hunger and thirst, and have gone without food. I've been cold, and I've been naked. Demas very well could have experienced all of those trials with Paul. Is it possible that Demas wanted a different life? I think that's very reasonable to assume that could be one of the culprits for Demas leaving Paul's side. Maybe he left for new opportunities. Maybe he left because of political turmoil. It's interesting that Paul says Demas has gone to Thessalonica. More than likely, it's not a coincidence that he chooses Thessalonica. Thessalonica would have been a quote-unquote sanctuary city from Roman political oppression. Maybe Demas headed for greener pastures. I think we can infer from Paul's statement that a big reason that Demas left Paul's side was because Demas was more focused on the temporary than the eternal. Paul says that Demas left for love of the world. And the Apostle John would say in 1 John chapter 2, verse 15, "Do not love the world or anything in the world, because if anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him." What does it mean to love the world in the sense that we should not be lovers of the world? I think it's safe to assume that John and Jesus, when he makes this statement, they are not referencing the physical world that God created. We should love the world that God put us in, the planet on which we live, and take care of it. And they're not referencing the people of the world. We are to love everyone. That is what makes us people of mission, is because of our love for humanity. We want them to be reconciled to their Creator, and we want them to be saved. What John is referencing, what Jesus was referencing, more than likely what Demas deserted Paul for, was for the illusions that this world has to offer that are merely illusions. They're not real. Things that which make us believe will provide us happiness that at the end of the day leave us feeling empty. Do not love that. Do not love the world. Regardless of why Demas left, Paul was clearly hurt by his departure. Paul does not say that Demas left or that he resigned. Paul says that Demas deserted him. Desertion is never a description of respect. And when we think about this little passage in 2 Timothy 4 that describes Demas that we're talking about today, it's a reminder that as God's people, we must not give the world what the world will never give us: our love and our loyalty. We must not give the world what the world will never give us: our love and our loyalty. New things eventually become old. The nice, expensive things cannot be taken with us. As a minister, you are around death quite often. And it's always a stark reminder, a sobering reminder, when someone who has worked very hard to have a nice home or a nice vacation home or a nice ranch, if they die at home, they're wheeled out just like someone who dies without a nice ranch and who lives in a small apartment. When your physical life is over, it's over. because in their final days, no one says that they wish they had spent more time at the office. No one says that they wish they had traded just one more stock or closed one more deal. In your final days, what really matters is the personal relationship that you have with God and the relationship that you have with loved ones. Do not give the world what the world will never give you. That's love, and that's loyalty. As always, thank you for spending your time with us today here at Road Talk. I hope that your new year is off to a great start. Keep your eyes on heaven, and I can't wait to talk with you next time. God bless.